that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. That old wheel has rolled around again. It's Saturday morning. What is it, the 19th now, I think, of October? Does that sound about right, guys? October 19th, Saturday morning. Got a beautiful morning here. I don't know if you can see that sun trying to peek over the mountains this morning, but it is a beautiful one, and we thank the good Lord for that, and we welcome you to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. The Wranglers are here. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
And last but certainly not least, good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And, you know, the Word says where two or more are gathered in His name, He is there also. So I hope you men here, and I hope the remnant out there, picture that in your mind's eye. I hope you see that with that somewhere here in this group, that we've got our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with us as well. I think He's got Him a cup of coffee. I think He looks forward to Saturday mornings and joining us. Not because of us, but because it's His word that comes true. He says we're two or more gathered, that He is there also. And anyway, just a thought. Well, we'll open up with prayer. Kyle, you want to do that this morning?
Yes, sir. Well, God, my Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank you for this hour that we get to spend professing You.
Yes,
Lord. Professing the Son that died on the cross for us as King. We thank You for the redemption process, Lord, that came with a high price, that precious blood that was shed. We thank You, Lord, that for all the gifts that You've given us, for the coffee that we drink, for the food that we eat, for the houses and homes that we live in, for the hot shower we had got to have this morning, Lord. There's so much to be thankful for.
Yes.
And even though the times around us, the people around us, the society around us is not that good, Lord, we thank you that you have your remnant, that you've chosen us and called us so that we can be faithful to you. As Richard said, Lord, we do ask, and we know you are with us today. Put your Holy Spirit down upon us, our hearts and our minds, our thoughts and our words. Let us have a good day. Fellowship, Lord, we thank you for being not only our master, but our friend. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And again, Remnant, we do welcome you. And beautiful morning here. Days are getting shorter. The nights are getting longer. It's a little nip in the air. And it's that time of the year. It is.
If you like sweatshirts, it's perfect for
it. Is. It is. And you know, for somebody being born and raised in Florida, didn't get to wear sweatshirts but about 3 days a year down there, it seemed like. Unless you went fishing in January at night on the lake. But
when you wrestled alligators, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't wrestle any alligators. That's some guys with the feathers in their hair and that kind of stuff. No, we stayed away from alligators. We swam with them a few times. But yeah, it is. It's sweatshirt weather out here. And we know that it kind of is all over the country. Other than down in Florida now, they're still in the 90s. They're still pretty hot down there. Coffee with the Wranglers. We've had our prayer. We've got our Bibles open. We've got our coffee. And, you know, from there, who knows? Who knows? I see Kyle's got some notes opened up, and I've got a few things I've printed out I thought I'd bring. John, I will start down with you. You've got anything you want to start off with this morning?
Well, I think it's interesting. I don't know if you guys saw that story, but on Wednesday night, how that house stenographer ranted that the Holy Spirit told her to let the Congress know that he will not be mocked, and basically that this isn't one nation under God, never was, and it was formed, the Constitution was formed by the Masons. Of course, they ran her off the stage in 30 seconds, but...
I heard her proclaim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's something that today it seems like many are ashamed to do that. And she used it in the same context of, you know, it's Almighty God and Lord Jesus Christ. And so the people heard.
The story I read was on ABC News, so I'm sure they didn't give you that part of the story.
No, we had a... I've actually got it. We're working on newsletter volume 10, and I've got a person send in a little note about it yesterday, and I've got it in the mailbag, the note and the quote. And she made the note that that the Holy Spirit had been working on her, and her husband made comment that, you know, she'd been up, hadn't been sleeping a lot because of all this going on. So who knows? Who knows? He seems like in the days of Balaam, he had different things speaking, and so you know, who knows, he says he can have the stones themselves cry out if that's what needs to be. And it's
where's
a shame
that scripture at, Kyle, where it talks about in the last days young men and old men and women will have dreams
in Acts.
Acts
prophesy and dreams. I'm not sure what chapter, but it's in Acts. But I was thinking, you know, she might have been right about the Masons. I mean, the Masons have had their hand in everything forever, but she is wrong about the nation being formed under God, because if you read Micah 4, the first few verses of Micah 4, and it, you know, and you read that, you realize that this nation was formed under God and formed for God's people. And you know, but I mean, she, obviously, a lot of things she said.
Yeah, if you look at that Mayflower Compact, that describes it real well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does. You know.
Absolutely.
And then I don't have the chart in front of me. You know, maybe one of you guys do. When Peter brought out how 1776, how those years numbers added up. I mean, just some undeniable facts that this country was started and was built under the hand of God. No doubt about it, you know. But we have gone to Babylon, and I think, you know, as John's brought out, the Catholics, the Masons, so many of these Antichrist organizations have helped bring in the country that we unfortunately have today.
Amen.
I think if you look up sons and daughters will prophesy, you'll find that scripture, but I'm not sitting in front of the computer, so I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have, it's recording, so I'm not, I don't have all access to that, but is that back in Joel when it talks about your old men will dream dreams? I'm not sure. And, but no doubt that was certainly, a bit of interest that did get around. It got recorded and it did make the rounds on the,
I didn't watch the news, but I got my news from Richard. So
on the news, the little news wire.
Try Acts 2:17 and Joel 2:28.
Okay.
Bless you. There must be something floating through the air because I wasn't up 5 minutes this morning and I was sneezing.
Yeah, Acts 2:17, it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. So, could very well be.
Joel 2:28 says, under the heading, promise of the Spirit, will come about after this, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even on the male and female servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Amen. That's great.
Exciting times we're living in.
Oh, it is. It is. Plenty in the headlines to pray about, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, I noticed this week it was kind of interesting that, you know, George Soros is sending a group and this group is plans to, or they're doing a fly-in to push House Republicans on amnesty, you know, and you see how much these Antichrist forces, how they, you know, they put themselves in positions of power and then they continue to have this influence, you know, and people, it is what's amazing is you look at the comments on something like this, and it's you know, people on both sides of the spectrum, they're supporting it, you know, because Soros and who he is, you know, it's just you know, talk about double mindedness. It's you know, it's crazy when, you know, when so many people are looking at it as, you know, a good thing and trying to, you know, sway political powers, you know, because somebody has, you know, political power.
Yeah. I was reading the other day, remember Lou Dobbs? He used to be on CNN. Yep. And had a major time slot for
a lot of years.
Yeah. And he, you know, there was some truth in what he said. I think at some point there was some Christianity in him, but anyways, the Southern Poverty Law Center came against him, and through the powers that be, he's no longer on CNN. But he dared to stand up against the establishment. He dared to stand up against this amnesty and this, you know, quite a few things.
Yeah, and one thing that you're not seeing a whole lot of is how much more radical these illegal immigrants are becoming. You know, I saw a note, and it was on Fox News Latino. Not that I speak Latino, but it certainly wasn't on the mainstream, but it was kind of buried back in one of the side articles, but talks about this new generation of immigrant advocates take radical approach. And they're calling them Dreamers because of that Dream Act. They're complaining, you know, even they're rising up complaining that the Obama administration has deported almost 2 million people. And so they are raging against the machine, so to speak. A couple of articles, or a couple of you would think they'd be newsworthy, but they don't make the news. they had a big did we lose somebody there, guys? Still got you, Jason?
Yeah.
Still got you, John? Did we lose John there? I guess maybe
Must
we did.
Have.
Must have. I'll have to hit that there, and maybe I'll give him a call back. And but what they're doing is they had, let's see here, it was 15 people were arrested after immigration rights activists blocked two buses bringing suspected illegal immigrants to a federal courthouse. And a few days later, on Tuesday, officers in Tucson, Arizona, pepper sprayed members of a crowd trying to prevent U.S. Border Patrol agents from detaining two people who police encountered during a traffic stop. So they're getting to, they're so concentrated in some areas that when the police catch these illegal aliens and try to arrest them or something because they're breaking the law or do something, you have this mob action that comes in. And it said Tucson had to send 100 police officers to deal with two different protests along this line. And they're chaining themselves to buses, and it's not going to be long before they're going to, they probably already are throwing rocks and doing things like that.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I mean, living up here, we don't get to see that kind of stuff, but I mean, I know a couple of people in Arizona, and they've all witnessed things like that, and it's hard to believe, but it's the truth. That's what our country has came to. I know, well, last year sometime, you know, remember when they were having all those mobs in other countries, Jason, we were watching it on,
yep,
on your internet. I mean, that type of stuff happens here, and we just don't see it. You know, they don't put it out here. But the people down there see it, and, you know, so they're not saying, I can't believe it, you know, I mean.
Oh, your people in Arizona and your border states, and even in Texas, we hear it from people in Texas, how, you know, they come in, and in a matter of weeks, sometimes an entire town is all but taken over, you know, and they deny it, but have no fear, we have a new appointee for the Department
Wonder Dog
of...
Wonder Dog is here?
It looks like a Wonder Dog, doesn't it? Obama's Department of Homeland Security, he has picked a major Democratic donor to replace Napolitano or whoever it was. Jay Johnson. He's a Washington lawyer, is what he is. And he's been appointed to take over Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, some of his... now, he's ready for it, too. I heard him on a little interview yesterday. Said on, he's born on 9/11.
Well,
you know, many years ago. That's his birthday. And
JJ.
And then, JJ.
Yeah.
And then said when 9/11 happened, he was wandering the streets of Brooklyn wondering how he could help. So now he's qualified to be the leader, the Department of Homeland Security leader. He is a Washington lawyer. Hey, now... He's also contributed more than $100,000 to Democratic candidates and groups. And so...
What happened to that old leader? He used to be one that...
Well, it was Napolitano, Janet Napolitano.
Yeah, before that, there was some guy that looked like...
Oh.
He looked like a snake.
Oh, he's the mayor of Chicago now.
Oh, is that what he is?
Isn't that who that was?
No, no.
Or the governor of Chicago, or of Illinois, or something like that, isn't it?
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
They're all in the same basket.
But... yeah, but this guy is a Washington lawyer, and so he's ready. He's ready to be the leader of the, you know, he's done a little bit more than our president. You know, he was a community supporter, community activist. Our president was, but at least this guy is a lawyer, and it's ridiculous how they do this. It truly is. So, anyway, so he's concerned. He's real good about using drones. That's what he did when his little bit that he advised people on in Iraq and Afghanistan. Guy never wore a uniform, but he's advising our generals and colonels how they should be doing things. And real big on drones. So when we see Jay Johnson, JJ, come in as Department of Homeland Security leader, you can bet your boots, throw in your spurs, that there'll be a little more drone use on the border. And it won't be to catch illegal immigrants. It'll be watch out to make sure the Border Patrol agents are are behaving and doing what they're supposed to do.
Going to sleep like they're supposed to. Yeah.
Yeah. But we are seeing more and more almost riots. We're seeing these illegal immigrants, these illegal aliens, these invaders that are doing just that, are invading. And they're not coming here to become Americans. They're coming here to bring Mexico and who knows where else they come from. But they're coming here to make this like where they come from.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the immigration that happened from the 1500s through the 1900s. Not at all.
So boll weevil, the locusts of Joel, they're devouring. That's what they do.
Yes. Well, guys, did you get signed up for your affordable health care? It started October 1st.
I signed up many years ago when I was baptized for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the health assurance that we have. And, you know, now with the government back up and running, the Obamacare, though, is just, it's coming out the hundreds of millions of dollars that they've spent for these websites where you can sign up online and just call the number and talk to, you know, Mary, and she'll just work you right through it. And none of it's working. The glitches, the people that get signed up on the silver plan find out they have the bronze plan, and it's just nothing is working with it.
I read an article the other day that said it was by design that it's not working, because if people saw how much it was really going to cost them, they'd be an outrage.
Oh, yeah, you're looking at 30, most of the states, 30 to 60% increase in insurance premiums.
Have you ever wanted to buy a washer and dryer or a car? They have this sticker price on there, and you're thinking, okay, I can barely afford this one. And then you get the salesperson or whatever, and you go around, and then you get up to the cash register, and all of a sudden, it's a little more than what the sticker price said. You know, and they have all these reasons why.
Delivery.
And then you're in a situation, okay, I really can't afford this. Now, do I back out of here? Do I just run out the doors or embarrass myself? It's like that. It's things that are disguised and things that are hidden.
They are.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. And then you've got the government threatening you, saying, you know, hey, it's going to be a $300 fine the first year if you don't do it, a $600 fine the next year, a $900 fine the third year if you don't do this.
But it's way cheaper than doing it.
It is. And you know, it's funny you say that, Kyle, because there's many businesses out there that it's coming out that they're just going to pay the fine, because it's tenfold cheaper for them to just pay the fine than to try to adhere to the lunacy of this affordable health care. You know, we all have children. Some are older than others.
That's because their parents are older than others.
It's because some of us parents are older than some others. That's right. But, you know, in taking your children to the library, having books at home, you know, we suggest certainly a wide array of books. There's a lot of the children come up reading the Dr. Seuss books, you know, the Cat in the Hat and those type things.
Green Eggs and Ham and all that.
Certainly those shouldn't be the only books your children are reading from Dr. Seuss. But I know when I take my children to the library, over in the children's section, they usually pick some of those up and take a look at them. They're bright and catches it. Well, had a little Dr. Seuss poem sent in just yesterday, and I thought I'd read it this morning. It's not cowboy poetry. Don't want you to, you know, get the wrong idea. But it's along the lines, I think, of the Green Eggs and Ham. So we'll read this, and then after this, we'll open the phone lines up. 307-745-5913 this October morning. But it says, I do not like this Uncle Sam. I do not like his health care scam. I do not like these dirty crooks, or how they lie and cook the books. I do not like when Congress steals. I do not like their secret deals. I do not like this speaker, man. I do not like this, yes, we can. I do not like this spending spree. I'm smart. I know that nothing's free. I do not like their smug replies when I complain about their lies. I do not like this kind of hope. I do not like it. Nope, nope, nope.
you write that?
So it,
no,
I read it though. Even Dr. Seuss doesn't like. He's not signed up. Anyway, hey, you never know what you're going to get here with Coffee with the Wranglers. All right, you just never know. And you get a little bit of this.
Yeah, but the good news is,
and a little bit of that.
Get released pretty soon, and he wants to be a TV evangelist.
Who? OJ?
Bible and his Quran. So
has he found the killers yet?
Is he still looking?
Yeah, he's looking. When he's out, he's on the golf course looking. Yeah. So, well, he'll fit right in with being a TV evangelist or whatever.
John, did you say with his Bible in one hand and his Quran in the other?
That's what it says. 66-year-old is reading his Bible and even the Quran.
Oh, he'll get it. Some Hollywood executive will jump on that like white on rice.
Could have added that.
Or a glove on a hand.
I was going to say, you could have added, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit there on the Dr. Seuss poem.
Yeah, well, I didn't write it like I told John there, okay? I just read it. One of our many people sent it in. Well, let's go to the phone line, see if we can do that this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Morning. It's Dave from Oklahoma.
Good morning.
Hey, you were talking about Jay Johnson. If you go to Wikipedia, it said he was named after a Liberian, as in Africa, chief who saved his father. And if you look at all the major positions in our country now, with Holder, Obama, Valerie Jarrett, they're all very liberal Marxist blacks that are in major positions in our country.
They are.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely. Good point.
Who was this?
Dee from Oklahoma.
Oh, great.
Hey, also, if I can, Jonah Goldberg's got a book called Liberal Fascism, and on page 16, I thought this was interesting, I thought of you guys, he said, many on the left talk of destroying whiteness in a way that is more than superficially reminiscent of the National Socialist effort to de-Judize German society. So I thought that was interesting. It's almost like a genocide of Caucasians.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, they have their blueprint.
It does. It goes back to, let's see, didn't we read somewhere, there shall be enmity between her seed and theirs.
Yep.
And that does come out. Dee, thanks for bringing that up.
Sure. Bye.
All right, thank you. And that is one of the plans of these left-wing liberals, Marxist, socialist, communist, is to destroy whiteness. Oh, is that a dirty word? Am I not supposed to say that on the air, whiteness?
Yeah, you know, but the good thing is, the good news, of course, is God will always have his remnant. You know, it's a promise. We can stand on it. You know, not that we should ignore all these, you know, the books, the Learned Elder of Zion book, and all these blueprints they have to destroy white people, and we should get the word out. But the fact of the matter is, they're not going to accomplish it.
No.
You know, he has his remnant, and he's going to keep his remnant, just like he did in the days of Elijah, when Elijah thought he was all by himself.
Yep. He just needed to look.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to see what you can't see, you know?
It is. It is hard to see what you can't see at times.
But you got to see it.
You have to.
Because we have the promises in the Word of God. And that's called faith.
Yes. Yes. In Exodus chapter 1, and you know, we have to go back to our history. People that don't know their history are doomed to repeat it, and they're doomed, you know, secondly, for not knowing their history, and for believing the lies that that these left-wing liberals that have rewritten our history portray. But if we go back to Exodus 8, it says, now a new king arose over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And you know, that's where we're at today. Because we have it's not really new, but we have a ruler, a ruling class, a government that has come over this land that's back in Egypt again, that doesn't know Joseph, doesn't know Joseph's God. You know, the story of Joseph, boy, when he came to Egypt, Egypt was in a bad way. And, you know, he became, what, second only to Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. and Egypt prospered, and Egypt was delivered, and Egypt was a great land during those times, and the God of Joseph was honored. And, you know, it was like that here, like you said, and Jason, you brought up the Mayflower Compact. The people came here to continue and forward the Christian religion to the glory of Jesus Christ. That was why America was formed and settled. And you know, we have to remember that history. We have to remember that history of what happened in Exodus. And if you read on through that, we won't take the time to read on through all this, but you know, they understood that the people of God, of Jesus Christ, you know, were more and mightier, and they had to deal wisely with them, and they had to put all these tasks upon them and all this labor upon them. And it happened then, and we've repeated it. It's happened now. I like what it says here, though, in verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied, and the more they spread out. And I that's just what came to mind, Kyle, when you mentioned that remnant. That, yeah, it's not all just a bed of roses. It's not all that everything is perfect. We know that we are to have affliction and that we have issues. We know it's because of our sin. But when we continue to choose God and His ways, Jesus Christ and His ways, over the ways of the world, we have the affliction, but we have the deliverance as well.
Yeah.
You know, when you keep reading on it, you read how the leader spoke to the Hebrew midwives and said, "Hey, listen, when them boys are born, you kill them." It's just as simple as that. And they don't say it that bluntly now, but we prayed Wednesday night against the abortion mills that are all across the land. They don't wait till they're born now to kill them. And they've gotten to the point that just have the moms kill them before they become moms.
Well,
before
they
think they're
before
moms.
They think, you know, before they grow that attachment. I mean, they grow attachment anyway in the womb, but
they do.
Not like they do after they're born. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. But our enemy has been able to...
Or after they're born.
Or after.
What they're trying to get done.
Oh,
yeah.
They do it
yeah,
now.
You're right.
They do. They do it now. You see this... What was that black in Pittsburgh or somewhere in Pennsylvania, that the black abortion doctor, and there was another one down in Texas doing the same thing. They'd be born alive. They'd just kill them anyway. You know? And they work against the mother, destroying the natural affection. And that's a whole other avenue. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good morning.
Oh, great. This is Davey. I'm over here in Alabama this morning.
Well, good morning, Alabama.
Man, we just got a little sprinkle came through. Got a little bit of that free air conditioning y'all sent down this way.
Well, anytime.
I just wanted to chime in there just for a second. One, earlier, I heard somebody use the word "our" talking about these so-called military personnel, and kind of stuck in my craw just a little bit there. I know what was meant when it was said, and I'm just really calling to give all of y'all a pat on the back and direct our attention to the language, because eventually that's what we're going to have to deal with. And I'm a little handicapped in that I've put 10 years in at the university getting a degree, advanced degree in government. And then these terrorists who work for the Synagogue of Satan came down and used military equipment against my neighbors and mass murdered over 100 of them. And nobody's ever been prosecuted on account of that fact. So I actually had Dick Armey for economics at North Texas and helped get him elected to Congress. And I took the results of that mass murder investigation to him and said, you know, hey, man, these people were murdered on the soil of Texas, and, you know, let's get after prosecuting the murderers. He said, well, you got to be patient, you know. And, of course, they still hadn't been prosecuted, and he's no longer there, but he's still getting paid by the terrorists who print the currency. Anyway, the punchline of it all for me is that scripture in Zephaniah 3:9, where it says a pure language will be on the lips of the people. And, you know, one thing that I was truly grateful for Pastor Peters was his benediction he delivered after every radio program. I always look forward to that. And these little sheep out here, they've been battered and bruised and abused all different ways. But you know, gentlemen, when it comes right down to it, we're our own worst enemies because we don't study to show ourselves approved. And that sword can get real sharp, and it's time to start harvesting tares. And Jesus said, stick them in the ovens, boys. Y'all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Good points. Very good points. And yeah, in my Bible it says purified lips, you know, we'll speak, you know, and call on the name of the Lord.
Amen. 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 And you know, he mentioned the oven. There is a burning that's coming. You read the tares, the people look at the rapture as that God's people are taken away. And it's never like that in the Bible. It's just the exact opposite. So if you're listening in for the first time and you believe in the rapture, guess what? In every instance that you can go to, when it talks about one from a field is taken and one from a bed or whatever, it's always the wicked that are taken. And it always ties in to, he mentioned about the parable of the tares and the wheat. It's the tares that are cut down, that are bundled, that are burned. It's the tares that are removed. The tares are the bad guys, not the good guys.
Yeah, they've did a good job in for the last couple centuries taking fire and brimstone preaching out of the pulpits. And you know, we're supposed to fear God, not in the way that you fear your enemy, but in the way you fear your dad.
Yeah, it's a reverence. It's revering. Yeah. It's respect. It's honor. It's because he's in that position of authority, and yeah, he can do what he wants to do.
Absolutely.
And you know, that fire is hot, too. We made a fire in the fireplace this morning. And, boy, you put the log in there and get your hand in there a little close, and, you know, the hair singed off your hand, and it hurts. And Pastor taught on it. It is a literal fire that is going to burn up.
Amen.
Those that practice lawlessness. Well, the number, 307-745-5913. We'll turn it back down to Colorado, guys, and give you guys a little airtime.
The Pope is selling his hog.
He is.
Yeah.
You mean like a motorcycle hog or?
Yeah. Pope Francis decided to sell his Harley Davidson motorcycle to help out the poor.
Well, I can't imagine that guy riding a hog. It don't look like he could even, you know.
He received it after blessing thousands of bikers that came through Vatican City a couple months ago and going and blessing thousands of Harley Davidsons for Harley Davidson. So he received a pearl white Harley Davidson out of the deal and is in return donating it to the poor.
So he's going to be probably up for auction. So
yep.
I don't know, guys. I know a couple guys that like those hogs, and I don't want to see those emails on the bid list.
Maybe we should send him a do-rag, you know, so he gets rid of that.
A Scripture for America do-rag.
Mine and Jason's have been anointed.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah, it was interesting. I pulled up this information on this new Department of Homeland Security, and, you know, it says that Jay Johnson, according to Washington Post, the Pentagon's top lawyer. In the capacity that he and the team of Pentagon experts concluded that the president did indeed have the right to use drones to kill American citizens without charge or trial. Thanks to Johnson's determination, at least three American citizens have been killed without trial by their government. And now he's head of
drones?
In charge of Homeland Security.
So how did this killing work? I mean, they just...
Well, they've killed American citizens overseas. They've killed them here.
What do the drones shoot, is what I mean. I mean, how do they...
Missiles.
They have missiles. Oh. They're like some of them. I mean, you know, you get some of them that are the soldiers can carry in their backpack, and they're just, you know, 2 foot wingspan, and maybe have a camera on it, and they launch them. And but some of them are airplane size. They'd carry missiles and all that stuff with cameras.
And then there's some guy in an office with a joystick
playing a video game.
You seem to know a lot about these drones, Richard.
Yeah, because they're, you know, that's one of the parts of the of our growing economy. Is, you know, there's only a few companies that are making them, but that's really expanded out, because what they're trying to do, they're just trying to get it as part of your, you know, your everyday life. They're making these cheap, you know, camera drones available to fire departments, to police departments, you know, and as they get, as the military gets newer ones, well, they just shuffle the, you know, the older ones back to Department of Homeland Security, and I've seen them, you know, be available. I've seen news reports of police departments, fire departments, things like that, getting them.
I'm sure Iraq has them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, it's amazing how many of these police departments have got them now.
Yeah. Yep. You know, I mean, and they sell them to you on, well, you know, we can monitor traffic. And, you know, if we have a terrorist event, we can put these things in the air, and, you know, we can get real live, real-time feeds, and they have, you know, and it's bringing the military to us is what it's doing. Obama even mentioned that in his little, I guess it was his Thursday morning speech, when he put the government back to work, when he signed the bill and all this to put the government back to work and pay our bills. And he talked about how, yeah, we now the federal government can get the police and military back to work.
They've been, yeah. We talk about a double thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. Oh, it was. Somebody sent a little graphic in of Obama, and he had two sets of lips running, and that's about how it is, you know. And he can't even read his teleprompters right. Anyway, I don't even want to go there. That's why we turned cable TV and news off 17 years ago. And you know, Kyle, you made a good. We've talked about it before, but I think we talked about it last week, Kyle. If you don't watch the news for any length of time. A week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 6 months, 6 years. And then you go back and watch it.
It's the same thing.
Same old. New names, new places.
And the talking heads. Same old crap. The Rush Limbaughs. If you don't, you know, because I used to listen to them quite often, probably in the 90s or whatever. But if you go for years without turning on Rush and then you turn it back on, it's exact same thing. I mean, it's like, man, and some people have been listening to that every day for all those years.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yep, I have to admit, I'll confess my sin to you. I had that AM talk show on this week. Kyle and I were out, you know, fixing a few corrals and fences, and had a day where we were out driving the truck around and working out of the back of the trucks, and had it on, and oh yeah, just a couple hours of it, and it's, you know, but in an hour you've got about 12 minutes of talking, and about 48 minutes of, you know, call this number for this new thing, and it's all ads, and very little talk, and so, but what talk was there was the same as it was 10 years ago, absolutely. Well, we are putting together newsletter volume 10. We're going to, good Lord willing, start printing that next week. And got some interesting articles in there. Not going to give you too much of a teaser on it, but they're interesting. It was interesting to me to be reading them yesterday.
Cool.
Getting them ready, putting them in. So we encourage you to, if you don't get our Dragon Slayer newsletter, we'll be glad to send you one. We'll send you a sample copy. We won't automatically put your name on the list if you don't want it. But we'd be glad to send you a sample copy. There's no charge for it. It's not free. There's no free lunch. Somebody's paying for it. We're certainly paying for it, for the printer and the reams of paper and postage and all that. But we'd be glad to send you a free copy of the Dragon Slayer newsletter. You can write to us and request it. Our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado. That's French for the door, and that's L-A, capital P-O-R-T-E, the port,
bonjour.
The door. Bonjour. Yeah, see? LaPorte, Colorado, 80535. And we're also on the web at scriptures4america.org. You can read the newsletters there. We post each one in a PDF format there, so you can go there and see it in full color. You can print it. You can download it. So if you're one of the computer savvy ones out there, it is available there. And there's years of archived newsletters there as well. We don't hide anything. Everything we do, we try to put up on the website. We'll also let you know about our network website. That's sfawbn.com. And you can go there and see our complete broadcasting schedule of what program is playing when. And these broadcasts are archived there as well. You can go look at the and see the program archives and just click right there and listen to them. There's no $20 a month fee to be able to have access to these programs. And all that is made available because of the faithful remnant that pray for us here, that support us here, that that understand the promise of Malachi 3 and that tithe faithfully. And so these programs continue to go out. Messages by Pastor Peters are still the mainstay and still the majority of what are on this Scriptures for America worldwide broadcasting network. Because the truths that he preached for over 30 years are still true. And they are even more applicable today, many times it seems, than when they first came out. And so we are just doing our best to continue to keep those broadcasts coming to you, continuing to put the gospel of Jesus Christ out to the remnant and to the world. Got an email this week. And it said, hey, been listening down. It was Friday morning I got it. It said, listening down from, I'm not sure how you pronounce it. Is it La Junta, Colorado, down in the south? Whatever. I don't know how it is, but I think you know what I mean there. La Junta, Colorado, and been listening, and my Church of Christ has changed, and now it's all full of Mexicans. And said, been listening since the 80s, and I need to get baptized. And so, you know, we continue to put out that need for baptism. But then got another email, said, hey, I'm a new listener from Missouri. I like your broadcasts, and asking questions about it. Mm-hmm. You know, and the last line on that email was, I'm a new listener. And so, you know, the remnant that are scattered continue to have their eyes opened.
They do. There was a phone call in here. Maybe it's the same guy you're talking about, but he picked up the shortwave station on an AM radio just recently. Is that the same?
Might be. I don't think.
Anyway,
sure.
And so you know, there he is listening to his AM radio, and it wasn't just a one-time thing. It's every day he gets the shortwave, you know, Pastor mm-hmm. Peters on the AM radio, and he called and ordered a couple DVDs, and God can reach his people.
He does.
And he does.
Had an email from Manchester, England this week. Said, hey, just found you on the web.
Yeah.
And he says, I got nothing like that over here. But, you know, your message hit home. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Richard.
Yes.
This is Calvin.
Well, good morning, Calvin. Let me pour you a cup of coffee this morning here.
That good stuff. Pete's from out there on the West Coast.
Oh, man.
That stuff is strong.
Is that Pete's
coffee? Yeah, I got some at my house.
Yeah, that's a pretty good bit. Oh, one cup's all you get, though. We know you got to keep limited to that.
Unless it's a Costa Rican blend, I can only handle one.
There you go. How you doing,
anyway,
Mr. Cal?
I was enjoying the teaching and preaching and the talk this day, because the joy of the Lord just keeps amazing me. In Deuteronomy 32, for some reason or other, I went from Romans 1 to Deuteronomy 32, because I think it's also in the Psalms 2, where the nations are rage, all the nonsense going on. Guys, the prayers are working.
Amen.
D.C. is all screwed up. They have no idea what's going on.
Amen, yeah, Calvin.
That's right.
You got it.
Deuteronomy 32. Give ear, O heavens, and let me speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as ring, and my speech distillers do. And I go down to the last half of verse 8. He set the boundaries of his people, the peoples, according to the number of the sons of Israel. For the Lord's portion to his people, Jacob, is the allotment of his inheritance. And it says also that he guards him as the pupil of his eye. And all I can say, folks, if you aren't born as one of his natural-born sons and been given these promises, you better start searching around, because he will recognize faith.
Amen.
And I am so happy that I am one. I keep saying that every day. Lord, I don't know what I did or my mom and dad did, but I am sure thankful I'm born as one of yours. Amen. And that I have a group of fathers that came before me that trusted you. And it did pay off. Well, fellas, keep up the good work. I sure am enjoying the Dragon Slayer newsletter. It is really packed with a lot of truth. And man, oh man, it is amazing, isn't it?
Well, thanks, Calvin.
Thank the Holy Spirit, Cal.
That's right.
Because it's definitely not a...
I'm so glad of that, because out of Colorado and Wyoming, and you guys are running around once in a while jumping on a horse and checking things out, or in a pickup truck or wherever, and yet he has used you so mightily. So Pastor Peters knew that his training would pay off, and it has in spades. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, boy, I'll tell you, there is truth and rejoicing. Thanks
Thank
again,
you, brother.
Man.
God bless you.
We'll speak to you later.
Thanks,
bye.
Cal. Have a great weekend. It's always good.
Always good to hear from Cal.
Yes. Yeah, he read from that Song of Moses, and if you're not familiar with Deuteronomy 32, write it down right now, and after the broadcast, pull your Bible off the shelf. You know, when that dust, if it's got dust all over it because you hadn't had it down in a while, just brush that dust off and read Deuteronomy 32. It's in the Old Testament, right at the beginning of the Old Testament. And turn to Deuteronomy 32 and read through that, and you'll see, you'll get a quick synopsis of our history, of our story, of the story of God and his people in dealing with his people. And it's not 100%, but it's a quick synopsis. And it explains it out. It'll give you a quick introduction to Jesus Christ, the Rock, and that's a capital R. No, it's not that actor, the Rock, but it's the real Rock. And it'll give you a good introduction to that if you're not familiar with it. Well, guys, we're almost out of time. We're down to about 5 minutes left on this Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And so,
wow,
whatever you might have. Yeah, time certainly flies, doesn't it? So if you want to share something with the remnant this morning. And
First John 4:4 says, "You are from God, little children. You have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world." And, you know, that's been a scripture that I've been using a lot lately. Something that's really hit home, and, you know, something that we really need to cling to, you know, because we know that that's truth. If you look at everything that the world's throwing at us, you know, we talk about all the powers, everything that's going on in the news, everything that's going on in society, you know, and, you know, this scripture's to us. Just going up a verse, 1 John 4:3 says, "And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it's already in the world." And, you know, just, you know, be ready to confess Jesus Christ, you know, as your Lord and Savior at all times. Don't be ashamed of it. You know, it really makes a distinction right there, those two verses. And it's just something that right now, as the remnant needs to cling to that, you know, greater is he that is for us than he that is against us.
Amen.
That's true.
It is.
You know, with everything else, you know, with government shutdowns and drone attacks and this and that, you know, hey, we know that we have truth. This is to the remnant. And he's always had a remnant. He always will have a remnant. Now, whether how much that remnant is pruned in at the end of an age, you know, we don't know. But, you know, we know that there is a remnant. And this is part of, you know, these scriptures are for us to stay in that remnant, you know, to, and it's not everything, but it's a good start.
Amen.
And, you know, it's easy to get caught up in things of the world and cares of the world in the news, you know, but it gives you something to pray against and to pray for. And, you know, a lot of what we need to be doing right now is, I really think that these times that we're living in are times for intercessory prayer as much as imprecatory prayer, because we see people all around us that need to be lifted up in prayer, and we don't do that as much as we do, as we need to. I know I don't. But, you know, remember that. Cling to it. Cling to these scriptures. You know, find those, you know, scriptures that, you know, are to us, you know, that make that difference, that separation from us and the world.
Along with what you were saying, Jason, the one that's convicted me, and it really, if you, I send it out in quite a few emails, but it wakes people up, is Mark 8:38. For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory of his Father with the holy angels. You know, when you look at people these days, you start talking about something that's Christianity or something that's not politically correct, and they start to look around and see if there's anybody watching. And I say, what are you doing? And they go, what do you mean? I go, are you ashamed of the truth? Are you ashamed of your Lord and Savior? And they're like, no, I just don't want to get in trouble. And I'm like, well, you're just like the world then, you know? And they start to say, you know what, you're right. And so I think it's important that we, just like you say, we got to do those intercessory prayers along with the imprecatory prayers.
Well, and you got to realize that if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
Yep, amen. Well, I got about 3 minutes. Then we want to invite everybody to church.
Yeah, let's do that. We will be having church tomorrow, the good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, so to speak. And you can, if you're going to visit us in person at the LaPorte Church of Christ, give us a call today and let us know you're coming. We'll give you directions and all that good stuff. But you don't have to come all the way to LaPorte, Colorado. You can just go to the website on your computer, to scripturesforamerica.org. Click on right there at the home page in the upper left-hand side. It's starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. You can click on the live video stream, and that'll take you right to it. And you can join us for church. 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll start off with, I believe, a scriptural review of the news this week that we have. And from there, you'll see John the Ramrod. He'll have a welcome and a few scripture verses and a kind of maybe a word of the day for you type thing. And then from there, we'll have Shananiah come up, and we'll have some good praise and worship music. Kyle's got communion tomorrow, so he'll have a communion message for us. And then we'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired message from Pastor Peter J. Peters. So there's your invite. Come to church with us tomorrow and see what you think. You can do it right there at the website. You can also listen in. If you're listening in on shortwave, it'll be on this same shortwave frequency that you're listening to now. Again, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And so, well, thanks for joining us, guys, and thank you. We're going to go out with this song. Pastor always liked this. We'd like it too. Snake Eye. We'll see you tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 Snake Eye.
Rolling, rolling, though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, Snake High. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, move them out, head them off, they hide.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out. Ride them out, ride them more,
they hide.
Though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high. Ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them more,
snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, big high.